Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Chav Ches, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis Elo Hoditna. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunu Batzaru Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Yeruchim Ben Mina and Yaakov Ben Etel. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Makar to one of the most basic halachos in the laws of Hashavas Aveda, and that is that if somebody finds an Aveda and someone else comes forward and presents simonim that suggests that he must know about the Aveda, thus there's a good chance that it's his, with those simonim he'll be able to now take claim of this Aveda. And the truth is, if you think about it, the concept of simonim is a little bit of a chiddush. And the reason is because ordinarily, in order to take money from somebody else, you would have to have a very good raya. In most cases, you'd have to have edim. Al pi shnei edim yakum davar, when it comes to davar shebemamin, unless you can bring two edim that can demonstrate and prove that this money belongs to you, you have no way of taking the money from somebody else. Stating that in the world of Elo Metzias, there's a concept of simonim, and if somebody has a simon that this belongs to him, with his simon, now whoever it is that found this aveda would have to relinquish it, he would have to give it over to him. There was a discussion in the Gemara whether simonim is the iraisa or whether simonim is the rabbana. Meaning, is this idea that if somebody has a simon, he gets the aveda, something that's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah? So granted, it's a chiddush, but it's rooted in a gzeiras hakasav, and as a result, that's the background to understanding simonim. Or maybe it's only a din derabanan. Now, if it's a din derabanan, how could the rabbanan say that something that maybe midai raisa doesn't belong to Reuven is going to belong to Reuven? That's not a chiddush. Hefker bezden hefker. We know the rabbanan have the authority, they have the credentials. It's something that they were given from the Torah, a gerech to do, and that is sometimes say that even though we're not sure whether this money is yours, but we want this money to belong to you, or even if we know for sure the money is not yours, we want the money to belong to you. So there is an idea of hefker bezden hefker, where Chazal have the ability to make money move, and the Gemara had a tzad that maybe simonim is really not a din d'iraisa, it's a din d'rabbanon, but it's working with the concept of hefker bezden hefker. The question, however, the Gemara had was that in the event that simonim is a din derabanan, why would the rabbanan be misakin that a person that delivers a simon should be able to claim this lost item? Meaning, the Gemara's question was not how could the rabbanan do it. That's an easy answer. Hefker bezden hefker. There's an idea of a kinyan derabanan, which obviously works with hefker bezden hefker. The Gemara's question is why? Why would they have been misakin that? And the Gemara had two suggestions. The second suggestion, which is the one where the Gemara is going to pick up from, and that was that the Chazal felt that it was in the interest of the person that lost the item for the halacha to be that if somebody gives a simon, that he would be able to get the aveda. And the reason is because the most likely person to have a simon is the owner of the item. So if Chazal make a takana that if you bring a simon, no edim, but if you bring a simon, you're going to be able to get this item. So the likelihood is very, very strong that it's going to end up going to the person that actually lost the item, because he's probably the one that's going to have a simon. Now, granted, there is room for a Ramai who maybe is next door neighbors with the person that lost this item, and as a result, he has a tfiasayin on this person's chamar, he even knows all the simonim, and could be he's going to end up claiming it. It's true. But at the same time, the likelihood is that it's probably going to end up going to its rightful owner, and as a result, it's something that's in the best interest of the Baal Aveda, and because it's in his best interest, so Chazal felt we have the authority to do it. It makes a lot of sense. It's good all around, and therefore they were misakin the idea of simonim. So again, if simonim is deiraisa, then it's a regular din deiraisa. If simonim is the rabbanon, it's working with hefker bezden hefker. Why would the rabbanon have implemented hefker bezden hefker? You always have to ask yourself the why. Why would they have done it? The reason is very simple, because it's nichole. It makes a lot of sense for the Baal Aveda for this to be the halacha, because it actually works very much in his interest, because chances are he's going to end up getting it. Either way, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on this last svara that we just said. Again, on the tzad that simonim is the Rabbanon. And the reason the Rabbanon implemented the din simonim is because it's in the best interest of the Baal Aveda, Freit the Gemara, Elohad Etanan. How then will you make sense of the following Mishnah? And this is a Mishnah that we learned together at the very end of Perek Shnai Moichsen, Tav Chof Amir Alf. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, Echad Haloiva Mishloisha, if there was someone that borrowed money from three different people. So this is one loiva, three malvas. And he had a stack of three shtaris, they were together, and the shtaris were lost. So if somebody finds the shtaris, the halacha is Yachsa Laloiva. He should take the shtaris and he should give it to the loiva. Shloisha Shalavim and Echad. What happens if three people borrowed from one person, meaning in this case you have one malva and there's three loivas, and again the shtaris were together, they were lost and now they were found. Yachzal malva, what you should do with the shtaris is you should give it to the malva. So one thing we for sure recall from the end of Perek Shnai Moichsen is that if somebody loses a shtar chayv and then it's found, what exactly you do with the shtar chayv is from the Sugis Chamuris and Shas. But Rav Shimon Gamliel said that there's one halacha that's easy, and that is that if you find a stack of shtaris where you have one person who borrowed money from three people, or you have one person who loaned money to three people, then it's easy. Then what you do with the shtaris is you give it to the one borrower in the event that it was one borrower, or you give it to the one lender in the event that it was one lender. Now the Gemara here, for a fleeting moment, is going to have a havamina that the reason the halacha is that echad haloiva mishloisha yachzal haloiva, or shloisha shalavu mina echad yachzal amalva, it's based on simonim, because the fact that the three shtaris are together, that constitutes a simon. As a result, the loiva will probably be the one that's going to have the simon to say, oh, there were three shtaris, right? Oh, that's a raya that it fell from me, not from the malva. The malva's going to say there were three shtaris, right? And it was to Pliny, Pliny, and Pliny. Oh, so that's a raya that it fell to me. The Gemara thinks that this is working with the concept of simonim. And if that's the case, Freik the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that simonim is the Rabbanon, and the reason the Rabbanon were masakin simonim is because it's nichale to the Baal Aveda for there to be a concept of simonim, Freik the Gemara, in this case, nichale la loiva, la hadur le la malva, do you really think that it's in the interest of the loiva for the halacha to be to return the aveda with simonim? Meaning, in the event where there's one malva and three loivas, and now the aveda was lost. We don't know if it was lost from the malva, it was lost for the loiva. What we're saying is that if the malva has a simon, what's a simon? Three shtaris. So then the halacha is he's going to end up getting it. But why would the Rabbanim misakin simonim? Because it's in everyone's interest for the halacha to be that you get to claim this item with a simon. Well, the question is, what if it really fell from the loiva and the malva has a simon because, I don't know, he knew about the simon? In that case, would you say that it was nichalei l'loiva? For sure it's not going to be nichalei l'loiva. What would the loiva want? The loiva would prefer, in this case, Rashi speaks out, that the halacha be that if somebody finds a lost item and there's no edim to prove who it fell from, let it just sit by the moitzei aveda forever. Because like this, the loiva wins. He just doesn't want the malva to have it. The problem in this case is that if we're going to retake this aveda and we're going to give it to the malva may be able to collect the loan for a second time. We're concerned that maybe the malva collected the loan. It fell from the loiva. You can give it to the malva. He's going to collect it again. So this is an example where there's no way it's nichalei l'loiva l'adure l'malva. And still you see the halach is he returned it with a simon. So isn't this a kasha on the svar of the Gemara? Again, this was only a fleeting havamina. Amalei. So the Gemara says that he told him back, hasam svaruhu. No, pshat in that Mishnah has nothing to do with simon. As not working with simonim, the iraisa is not working with simonim, the rabbanon. The reason when there's one loiva, three malvas, you return it to the loiva. When there's one malva, three loivas, you return it to the, is simply because we assume for sure that if one borrower has three shtaris, three different malvas, who do you think it fell from? Of course it fell from the loiva, and vice versa, for sure it fell from the malva. Meaning, over there, echad haloiva mishloisha yachzal loiva, in the case where one person borrowed from three, you give it back to the loiva, the gabi loiva shchichi, because it makes sense that it would have fallen from the loiva. Gabi malva loiva shchichi. What? the Malva had somehow a shtar that says that he loaned money to this person and that two other people loaned money to this person, it doesn't even make sense. Meaning Shma Mila, Mila Ivanafel. In this situation, it's obvious without a simen. It's just muchach that it fell from the loiva. And the reverse as well. Shleva Shleva Mechav. If three people borrowed from one person, you give it to the Malva, they got to be Malva Shchichi, got to be Loiva Shchichi. It makes sense that it would be by the Malva. It doesn't make any sense it would be by the loiva. It's not working with Simonim. You're right. Based on the principle of Simonim, it's maybe hard to understand why the halacha would be Yachsel Malva, but it's not working with Simonim. The reason it's Yachsel Malva is because we're positive that it fell from the Malva. There's an umdin of the Muchach. There's an Anan Sahadi. It's as if Edom are telling you that it fell from the Malva. It's not working with Simonim. Whenever you work with Simonim, you're going to have the Svaru of Nichalei. This is an example where you don't have the Svaru of Nichalei. True, you happen to not be working with Simonim. The Gemara asks another similar kasha from the same Mishnah. Elo HaDetran. We learned fight in that Mishnah that Nefshayim Boichs and Matzah Takrishal Shtaris. If somebody finds a bunch of shtaris, that these were shtaris that were all sewed together. Oh, yagudish al shtaris, just a stack of shtaris. Hareze yachzer. So the halach is, you return it. Meaning, if either the loiva or the malva can present the simon, he could say it was a tachrich shel shtaris, or he could say it was an agudah shel shtaris. That would be a simon, and the halach is based on simon, you would return it. So again, the Gemara asks the kasha, you're returning a shtar potentially to the malva, even though it might have fallen from the loiva, based on a simon. Hachinami nichalei the loiva laduri le malva. You're going to tell me that it's nichalei the loiva for sure or not? And afal pi can you see simon worse? And here it's working with a simon, meaning in the previous case, the case was one borrower, three lenders. One lender, three borrowers. So over there, it could be it has no shaykhis to simon. Rav Shimon Gamliel's halach is related on the fact that we know for sure it fell from the one loiva or it fell from the one malva. But over here, it sounds like it's working with simonim, and still you're going to return it to the malva, even though you don't have the svara of nichalei l'loiva. So isn't this akasha on the whole svara of simonim derabbanan? Again, the Gemara wasn't sure if simonim's deraisa or simonim's derabbanan. It's going to come to our head right now. If simonim's deraisa, good. If simonim is derabbanan, hefker bez than hefker. Okay, but why would the rabbanan make this takana? Nichalei Bala Veda. But the Gemara just found a case where you return something with a simon where you don't have the svar of Nichalei Bala Veda. Elamai Rava, so Rava said, you have to say simonim dairaisa. That simonim is dairaisa. And if simonim is dairaisa, what then is the makar? We saw this briefly in yesterday's daf. The chsiv, it says in the Torah regarding someone that finds in Aveda, Vahoyo imcha, this Aveda should be with you, adroish achicha oisai, until your brother is going to come and he's going to farsht it, right? He's going to come and claim that it's his. And if and when he does that, you're going to return it to him. But the point is, said Rava, the Chazal made the following drasha. What does the pasuk mean when it says that you should have it until he's dairish it? Obviously. Until he's dairish it. You're not going to give it to him before he's dairish it. Before he's dairish it, you don't even know who he is. Ella, so what does the words dairish achicha isai mean? Darsheyo. What you should do is, you should be dairish him. Meaning, if someone's going to come forward and he's going to say, this is my Aveda, don't just give him the Aveda. Do dirishais, right? The word drisha is miloshin drisha v'chakira, bezdin, with cross-examine edim. Cross-examine this person who's coming with a claim that this belongs to him. Okay, what should the cross-examination be? Meaning, high level. What are you trying to figure out? Im ramai hu? Ayenai ramai. Meaning, try to figure out, is he telling the truth or is he not telling the truth? How would you figure out if he's telling the truth or not? Lab b'simonim. Obviously, if he has a simon, he's probably telling the truth and he's not a ramai. And if not, he is a ramai. Shmam, you know, you see from here, simonim deirai. So Rava said, you're right. The svara of Simonim Drabanan doesn't really work out. It gets clipped by one line in one Mishnah in the end of Shnayim Boichsim. Must be then Simonim is deiraisa. If Simonim is deiraisa, it obviously has a makar in the Torah. What is the makar? Bahoye imcha adroich achicha oisai. What does it mean? Adroich achicha oisai? Isn't that obvious? Elamai, it means dorshehu. If he's a ramai or he's not a ramai, how are you going to do that? Force him to deliver a simon. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Im timtzolim simonim deiraisa." If you're going to tell me simonim's deiraisa, so Rava just said simonim's deiraisa, right? Four lines earlier. Emlo amar Rava simonim deiraisa. Even as a pasuk says, Rava in the same breath. Talk about Hadar Amar Rava, right? So Rava says in the same breath, "Im timtzolima." If you're going to tell me simonim deiraisa, so the Gemara interrupts the program, and the Gemara says, "Im timtzolima." You just said 5 seconds ago that simonim is deiraisa. Why are you suddenly insecure? So the Gemara says, "Mishum de ikula meimar kideshon ninon." The reason is because you could always be doicha this mekar Kedeshanina, like the Gemara was already doicha. So where was the Gemara already doicha? It was in yesterday's daf. And what was the dichoy of the Gemara? So if you look at Rashi, it's a one word Rashi, be'edem. So the Gemara already suggested that could be that Dorsheyu is not a raya that simonim is deraisa, because maybe you're not being deirishim to see whether he has simonim, but rather what you're doing is you're being deirishim to see if he has eden. La'olam, the laws of Hashavas Aveda, being that they're dinei mamonis, they follow the rules and regulations of Kala Terekula. Whenever you're dealing with dinei mamonis, you have to have Eidim. And Darsheyu means be'edim, not besimonim. Meaning, maybe Darsheyu means besimonim, but maybe it also means be'edim. So as much as Rava said that I hold simonim as deiraisa, but it's still something that he wasn't 100% confident of, and that's why in the next breath, he actually said it as an intim slemis. Either way, what's Rava saying? If you're going to tell me simonim is deiraisa, simonim is simonim, yoni. What happens if somebody finds an aveda, and it's an aveda that's eil chayv lahachritz, and he makes an announcement, all of a sudden two people come forward and they both have simonim. So what are you supposed to do? Yoniach. Meaning, now this halach of simonim v'simonim yoniach brings us back to the beginning of the Masechta, where Shnai Moichs and Metalis is Yachloiku, and the Manashlishi was Yehei Munach, and Hahi Arba was called Adam Gava, right? All the different cases of what you're supposed to do when it comes to different Safik Mamen. But as it relates to a Safik Mamen where two people present simonim, the halach is going to be Yehei Munach HaChiyav Eliyah. Simonim v'edim. What happens if one person has simonim, the other person has edim? Again, this is going on the tzad simonim's deiraisa. So one person has simonim, which works mideiraisa. The other person has edim, which works mideiraisa. What are you going to do? You nos in the balo edim. You're going to give it to the balo edim. So as much as simonim is deiraisa and simonim is good, but edim is even better. Simonim is simonim echad. What happens if two people present simonim and one of the two people also has an eid echad that's supporting him? So the halach is eid echad command the lesser dami. The eid echad is if he's not there. Why? Because we're dealing with a dovah sheva mamon, and when it comes to a dovah sheva mamon lo yakum eid echad. So what's the halach of yoniach? We disregard the eid echad. Each person has simonim. Simonim is simonim. Without the eid echad is yoniach. So simonim is simonim. With the eid echad is going to be the same yoniach. Eid yari give eid nefilo. What happens if this lost item was a simla? It's actually one of the examples mentioned in the Torah. Now, one person was able to bring eidim that he sewed or he wove this beged. The other person brought eidim that it fell from him. So tinasin le'eidim nefilo. Give it to the person that has eidim that it fell from him. The other person has eidim that he's the one that actually sewed it. It's pashat. Amrina zevunei zav. Demin shachrin anafal. Yeah, you sewed it, then you sold it, and this guy bought it, and it fell from him. So the fact that you have eidei ariga is fine, but eidei nefilo is better. Mitas arkoi umidas rachboi. What happens if two people come with simonim? One person says, I know the width of this beged, and the other person comes and he says, I know the length of this beged. So they each have simonim, but the simon is not the same. One person knows the length, one person knows the width. Tinosein lemidas arka. You give it to the person who knows the length, and the reason is the midas rachbay shiurei kamasharla. As it relates to the width, that's something you can assess. Meaning, if you see, you had a beater, obviously. This is related to the clothing that was once worn. But if you saw your friend wearing a beged, you may be able to take a lucky guess and figure out what the width of the beged was. However, as it relates to the length, that's not something you'd be able to do. In a veinik, as it relates to midas rachboy, you could take a guess, kad machsi leimar of the koi, as this person is wearing it. Midas arche, however, as it relates to the length, le mishtarla, that's not something you'd be able to guess. So if you know the length of the beged, you literally know the specifications of this custom suit, there's a good chance this suit belongs to you. So the person that knows the width, maybe he took a lucky guess, or he saw his chaver wearing it, so he says, yeah, this looks be'erich to be that width. However, the length, just again, you had to be there, that's something you would have to know, and if you knew it, that's already a much better simon. What happens if one person knows midas arkay or midas rachbay? One person knew the length and the width. So he said that this suit is this and this width by that and that length. The other person knew umidas gamov. So what does midas gamov mean? So Rashi says that the word gamov comes from the Greek letter gamma. Gam yuvonis, asuya kemin chav shalona. Rashi says, if you want to know what it looks a little like an endachav. Lahachi kari oirich v'roichev yachad gamov. And we're using the word gamov to mean the sum total of the length and the width, sort of like what the enduchaf looks like. You have the width that's on top, and you have the length on the bottom that connected. The bottom line is, what happens if one person can tell you this is the width and that's the length, and the other person only knew the sum total? He knew the sum of the length and the width. So they both know the length and the width. One person, however, can break it down, and the other person knows a gross number. So you know, maybe the zark of irach, but you give it to the person that knows the more nuanced number. Again, if you know the more nuanced number, that means you're a little more familiar with it. It's hilchas simanim, it's a better simon. Midas arkim, midas rach. What happens if one person knows the length and the width? He could even break it down. Umidas mishkaloisav, and the other person knows how much the beged weighs. So you're not saying umidas mishkaloisav, you give it to the person who knows the weight. And the reason is, to know the weight of a beged is a little more unusual and uncommon. That's not something you'd ever be able to see by looking at a person. Person walks in wearing a suit, you might know what size the suit is, but you're not going to know how much the suit weighs. So why would you know that? It must be it's yours, and that's how you know it. For whatever reason, akasha famaitz, and that's why in the world of simanim, it's going to be a better simon. Another lach, who imer simani I get, vihi imer simani I get. What happens if somebody found a get isha, and the husband came and he delivered simanim that it fell from him, and she came with simanim that it fell from her? Meaning she's claiming she was divorced, she had it and it fell from her. The husband's saying, no, I wanted to write it, though I wanted to give it, I never gave it, it fell from me. And they each have simanim. So the law is yinasein law. You give it to her. Why do you give it to her? It's very poshut. Because the only way she would know the simen is if she had it. He would know the simen whether she had it or whether she didn't have it, because before she had it, he had it. So for sure he knows the simen. So the fact that he could tell you something about this get means nothing as it relates to did he give it to her or not. But she, if she knows the simon, she for sure had it. Because if he was only kosav to give it, but he never actually gave it, how would she know the simon? So her simon in this case is a raya, it's hers. His simon is not a raya, it's his. And that's why the halach is, you're not saying law, you give it. But the Gemara says, but let's understand this a little bit better. Elan didn't mean this arkei v'rach, but when we talk about a simon of the get, do we mean the length and the width of the actual piece of paper, the b'hadim, the nakalei chazisei? Maybe he never gave it to her, she saw him holding it, and she's able to take a guess of what the dimensions of it are. Meaning, just because she never got it, doesn't mean she never saw it. So if it's midas arkei midas rach, maybe she saw it and she knows the simon. Elanek of yesh b'vitzado is plenty. You have to say, it's talking about something more nuanced. That next to this letter, there's a hole, that's already a proper simon. The only way she would know it is if she physically had to get. She couldn't have seen it from afar, and therefore, if she can deliver such a simon, she's going to get it. What happens? Again, a get issue was found. He brings a simon, she brings a simon, and the simon was something related to the chut. This is the string that was used to sew this piece of parchment together. So the halach is yinasen la. You give it to her. Again, because the fact that he knows it doesn't mean anything, because even if he gave it to her, he once had it. The fact that she knows it, that's a good simon. The Gemara says, b'mai. When we say that the simon was related to the chut, doesn't mean the color of the chut, white, red, it shouldn't be a raya, because maybe she saw him holding it, and she was able to see the color, the white, the red. So a color is something you can see from afar, and the fact that she knows what color it shouldn't be a raya. Eli, you have to say, b'midas arkoi. It's talking about where she says she knows the length of the chut. If she knows the length of the chut, she must have had it in her hand already. The fact that he knows the length of the chut is not a raya. True, it's a raya he had in his hand, but he always had it in his hand. If she knows it, that's already a good raya. Hu omer b'chafisa, he says that it was in a chafisa. So a chafisa is like a leather bag, a skin material bag. And she says the same thing. So again, a get was found. Somebody was machrasid. He and she both come with simonim. And what was the simon? It was in a chafisa. So the halach is, you're not saying loy, you give it to him. My time, what's the reason? Because made the yoda, the chol ma de islay, the chafisa hu de manachle. The fact that she said that it was in a chafisa may just be because she knows that he kept all his things in a chafisa. So she's saying that a chafisa is not a raya. Okay, then why is he saying in a chafisa, yeah, a raya? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara doesn't explain. But the reason is because there's an idea that if she would have had the get, she probably would not have stored it in a chafisa. Again, you had to be there. But the Rishonim speak out that it's not such a safe place to store something as valuable as a get. And as a result, it's actually a raya that it fell from him, because it's not mistabra that the chafisa is someplace that she would have stored it. The bottom line is, you're not saying lie, we're going to give it to him. So the Mishnah said, so it's an idea that sometimes you find something and you have to be machris that you found it. So here's the question. For how long do you have to be machris? For the rest of your life, until somebody comes and claims it? Says the Mishnah, you have to do it long enough for the neighbors whose neighbors? So the Gemara is going to explain, but for the neighbors to know about it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Regalim. It's 3 Yomim Toivim. The Acher HaRegal Acher and Shiva Yom. Plus another 7 days after the last Yontif. Kidei Shnei Yelech LeBeisoy Shloisha. So that the person should have 3 days to get to his house. V'yachzah Shloisha. And 3 days to come back. V'yachriz Yom Echad. And when he comes back, make an announcement for a day, saying that I'm the one that lost that Aveda, and these are my simonim because I want to come and claim it. Either way, so we have two shitas here in the Mishnah, how long a person needs to be machris an Aveda, where the halacha is chayv lahachris. According to Rav Meir, it's kadesh yedu by shcheinav. According to Rav Yehuda, it's shalosh regalim. So the Gemara is going to explain both shitas. Number one, Tana, we learned in a braisa. What does it mean, kadesh yedu by shcheinav? It means shcheine Aveda, the neighbors of the Aveda. What does that even mean? Ilem shcheinim the Baal Aveda. Doesn't mean the neighbors of the Baal Aveda. Meaning, you found an Aveda, chayv lahachris. How long do you have to be machris? Long enough for the neighbors of whoever it is that lost this item to find out about it. Freit the Gemara, if you know who lost the item, so that you will know when the neighbors of that person found out about it, lays of lahadra na'ale, then why don't you just return the aveda to him? Meaning, you obviously don't know who it is. So how could you tell me, until the person who lost the item's neighbors, you don't know who he is, thus, back of the envelope arithmetic, you don't know who his neighbors are. So this halacha, Poshin, is completely lacking in any havana. Says the Gemara, Eli, you have to say, Shcheinei Mokoyim Shenimtzais Be'aveda. Not until the neighbors of the Baal Aveda find out about it, but until the neighbors, the surrounding areas of where you found the Aveda. So if you found it in a certain neighborhood, until all the Shcheinim of this neighborhood find out about it, you're going to be obligated to be Machrizet. That is the Shita of Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's Shalosh Regalim. It's 3 Yomim Toivim, the Achar HaRegal HaAchrin, and then another 7 days after the last Yontif. And Rabbi Yehuda even explained the methodology of the extra 7 days. You have to give him 3 days to come home, and then another 3 days to come back, and 1 day to be machris. So what's the Shalosh Regalim business all about, and why do you have this 7-day buffer, 3 days to come, 3 days to go, 1 day to be machris? So the pshat is pasha. The pshat is because the Tana is in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Mishnayos were, for the most part, written in Eretz Yisrael. So if a Yid finds an Aveda in Eretz Yisrael, he has to be concerned that maybe it fell from one of the Oilei Regalim. Meaning, could be it fell from someone that lives far away, comes to Eretz Yisrael 3 times a year, and it could be he's the one that dropped it. So what we do is, we wait for Yontif, who'll be machriz that he found this during Yontif. Like this, all the people that used to come to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif will know about it. What they'll then do is, they'll go back home to see if they taka lost this item. And when they come back the next Yontif, they'll be able to claim it. Meaning, in a perfect world, you just send out a text message, right? But it didn't always work that way. So it was a shtickle more complicated. The point is that, yeah, it could be this is a Yid from the Galil, who taka lost in Yerushalayim. So he comes for Pesach, to Yerushalayim, to be Oler Regel, and he hears that this item was lost. Then he goes back home, and then he comes back for Shavuos, and he says that it was taka mine. But at the same time, we want to work with this person. Meaning, we don't want to create such a lachatz that it has to be the first Yontif. So we work with 3 Regalim. That's the point. And even after the 3rd regal, so you announced that the 3rd regal. Okay, so now this person, again, what's the objective of announcing it? Give him an opportunity to go back home, see if it's his, and then come back and claim it. So 3 regalim, and even after the 3rd regal, give him a chance to come back one last time. So we say it might take as long as 3 days for you to get home. So that's 3 days. 3 days to come back, that's another 3 days. 1 day when you're in Yerushalayim to be machriz, yeah, I'm the one that lost this Aveda, and these are my simonim. The bottom line is that's the cheshbon of Shalosh Regalim plus another 7 days afterwards. Now, there's one thing that you see from this Mishnah. It's an agav point, but it's the point that the Gemara is going to jump on. And that is that it sounds like, as far as the Yidden that will Oilei Regel go, the furthest a person might have traveled was 3 days. Because you're giving the person the opportunity at the end of the 3rd Yontif to go back home and then come back. It's 3 days this way, it's 3 days that way. Meaning the maximum traveling that people did when they were Oyla Rego was 3 days. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Everyone knows that's not true. For a minu, I'll ask you a kasha from a well-known Mishnah in Mesechtes Tainis, B'shloisha b'marchesh bin Shoyalin Esak Shomim. We start davening for rain in Shmoyne Esrei, Gimel Marchesh bin. Rabbi Gamliel, let me, Rabbi Gamliel says, B'zayin boy. It's not Gimel Cheshvin, but rather it's Zayin Marchesh bin. And the reason it's Zayin is Tesvav Yoim. Here's the methodology. It's 15 days, Achra Chag, after Yontif. So from the end of Yontif until Zayin Mar Cheshvin, it's 15 days. And the reason we want 15 days is Kidei Sheyagia Achrin Sheba Eretz Yisrael Nahar Peras, because we want the last person, meaning the Yid who had to travel the farthest to be Oyel Regel, give him an opportunity to get home. Mamish to Grenitz by of Eretz Yisrael, and the furthest place is going to be 15 days away. And as a result, we give him 15 days to be able to get home. Now, we don't want to daven for rain before the last Yid gets home. The reason is because Klal Yisrael has a real Koyach HaTfilo, and if they're going to daven, it may rain, right? Sometimes your prayers are answered. That's the idea. And if this person is going to get pushed and whacked as he's traveling home. So we're sensitive to these chevra. So we said it takes the last person to get home 15 days. Nope. So 15 days. Afterwards, that's when we're going to start davening for rain. Meaning, really, the Yidden should have started davening for rain right after Sukkot. Right after Sukkot, that's when the winter's man starts. So, no, it's winter. So this is the time to start davening. But there was a sensitivity for the people that were traveling. But the bottom line is, you see that from Yerushalayim to the farthest point, it would take 15 days to travel. In our Mishnah, it's Mashma, it's 3 days. So which one is it? Is it 15 days, the Mishnah in Tainis, or is it 3 days, the Mishnah in Eilu Metzias? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Loi Kasha, Kam B'Mikdash Rishon, Kam B'Mikdash Sheni. One Mishnah is talking about the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. The other Mishnah is talking about the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Yosef explained, B'Mikdash Rishon, the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, T'Nefish Yisrael Tuva, where there were a lot of Yidden, T'Chsiv Bohu. How do you know that? It's a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Melachim. It says, Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim kachoyl asher al hayom. There were so many Yidden, they were literally like the grain of sand all over the world. Meaning, the point is, there were so many Yidden. So over there, you need more time. Why? There's a lot of traffic, right? So because there's a lot of traffic, it takes longer. It could take 15 days to get to Yenemek Eretz Yisrael. The Mikdash Sheni, however, at times of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Loi Nefishi Yisrael Tuva, where there weren't that many Yidden. How do you know that? Tichsivbu, that's also a pasuk. It says, Kol HaKol Ke'echad Arba Ribay Alpayim Shloish Meyas Veshishim. When Koiresh, Cyrus the Great, circa the Purim story, slightly before the times of Achashverosh, gave the Yidden permission to go up to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, most Jews did not heed his call. 42,360 people. That's this pasuk. That's how many people went. But being that there weren't so many people, like being on Kulehai, so it's for that reason you don't need, meaning, Mikdash Rishon, there's much more Yidden. They're more spread out. There's traffic. As a result, it's a much bigger deal. Mikdash Sheni, there weren't that many Jews there. So there weren't that many Jews. Yidden probably lived closer to Yerushalayim. There's no traffic. And as a result, it wasn't such a big deal. So who said this? Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told him, Vaksiv. There's a pasuk that says, Vayeshva koyhanev alevim, vashoyarim, vahmeshoyarim, umina'am vanasin, v'chol Yisrael barim, v'yigah chodesh hashviyu b'nei Yisrael barim. That's a pasuk in Nehemiah Perek Zayin. There's another pasuk, Ezra Beis. The Gemara quotes these two psukim, the abridged version. I'm just reading the longer version. What do you see from these two psukim? You see from these two psukim that when the Yidden came back and they settled the lands in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, they went back to their old houses. Everybody went to the kila that they were in. Meaning, if somebody lived really far from Yerushalayim, B'tkufas Bayis Rishon, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, he went back to the same place. If that's the case, then this whole cheshbon that there's less Yidden, and as a result they're living closer, yeah, maybe there's less traffic, but if somebody lives really, really far, he lives by Nahar Pros, it's still going to take him a very long time to get there. Says Abaya, and if that's the case, you know what I think? V'kivan d'hachiyu ipchem estabra. I think the svara Rabbi Yosef is just the opposite. Meaning, I like your teretz. One Mishnah is talking about Bayis Rishon, the other Mishnah is talking about Bayis Sheni. But you're telling me Mikdash Rishon, it takes longer. Mikdash Sheni, it goes quicker. I think it's the opposite. Mikdash Rishon, the Nefesh Yisrael Tuva. Mikdash Rishon, where there were so many Yidden, the mitzvahs Alma, u'mishtakchi shayrosa. Meaning, there's a lot of groups of people. Mitzvahs is Milosh and Tzavsa. What does Tzavsa mean? Rashi says, Toivim Hashnayim. There's a lot of people that are traveling together. There's chaburas, there's people that are carpooling, right? It's a whole matziv. As a result, you can find caravans that are traveling the Azli that are going, Bain be a mama, Sai during the day, Ubain Belelia, and Sai at night, is like, you know, Kulei. As a result, you don't need such a big deal. Vesagi be Tlosa Yoima, 3 days would be enough. Mikdashani, the Lenfish Yisrael Tuva. Mikdashani, there weren't that many either. Velay Mitzvah Salma, you didn't have carpool. Velay Mishtakhi Shai Rossi, the Azli, Bain be a mama, Bain Belelia. It was very hard. It's not like every 15 minutes there's another bus that's going to Yerushalayim. Bino Kulei, but then you would actually need more time. So says Abaya, Rav Yosef, Rebbe, I like the Chilik. One is talking about Mikdash Rishon, the other one's talking about Mikdash Sheni, but Ibcha Mistabra, I think it's just the opposite. By Mikdash Rishon, there it took quicker, precisely because there were more people. Mikdash Sheni, it went a lot longer, precisely because that there were less people. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yosef and Abaya are both saying that the teretz to the steer between these two Mishnayos, how long did it take to get from Yerushalayim to the farthest point where there were Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael? According the teretz is one is talking about Bayis Rishon, the other is talking about Bayis Sheni. Which is Bayis Rishon, which is Bayis Sheni? Meaning, did it take longer Bayis Rishon or did it take longer Bayis Sheni? That's already machloikis between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. According to Rabbi Yosef, it took longer Bayis Rishon. According to Abaya, it took longer during Bayis Sheni. Incidentally, just this whole idea of we care about how long would it take for the longest person to get back to Eretz Yisrael, right? Meaning, what's the furthest distance from Yerushalayim to Eretz Yisrael? How long does it take to get there? Is it 3 days? Is it 15 days? Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni? And that's how we're going to cheshbon Eilam Metzias. That's the way we cheshbon when we say V'sein Talamot Levracha. What about Yidden that lived outside of Eretz Yisrael? What about Yidden that lived in Chutz Laretz? Why are we not taking them into consideration? So we have a raid bite on this. We've spoken about this in the past. And really, the Maramakim is an idea that Tafla says, and the Masechtas Ksuba is, that could be, there was no mitzvah to be Oiler Regel from Chutz Laretz. Meaning, was there a mitzvah to be Oiler Regel from Chutz Laretz? Could be Dafka, the Yidden that lived in Eretz Yisrael, had a mitzvah to be Oiler Regel. But the Yidden that lived in Chutz Laretz maybe didn't have a mitzvah to be Oiler Regel. Dvar Matik, and we spoke about this in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, because it's a very big raya from Gittin Daf Dalet. But the bottom line is, it could be there was no mitzvah to be Oiler Regel from Chutz Laretz. This is one of the greatest Amar Makoimis, this sugi that we just learned right now. Either way, says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav said a different teretz. Rav said, Loishnab Mikdash Rishon, Loishnab Mikdash Sheni. The chilul between the two Mishnayos is not Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni. That's not the point over here. You want to know what the teretz is? There's an afkamina between the laws of a Saint Talamot Levrach and the laws of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda, this person is being matriach himself right now to return this Aveda. We didn't want to be matriach him Yoisimidai. So a little bit of a tircha yet, Yoisimidai not, and that's the point. So really, he should be busy with this for a very long time. Meaning, even after the last Yontif, you shouldn't have to wait how long? 15 days plus 15 days. It should be 31 days. That's really how long it should be. But we didn't want to be matriachim yoisimidai. So we said, okay, 3 days, 3 days. Meaning, he's already being machris this for 3 yomim toivim, right? He's been busy with this for a year. So to say this, you know, for another week afterwards, but more than that, not. So you're right, it is a stira, but it's not a stira. Because you want to know distance, it's 15 days, like the Mishnah in Tainus. So why in Eilam Metzias? It's because we didn't want to be matriachim yoisimidai. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Shmam, you know, you see another thing from this, and that is ki machris glima machris. That when a person was machris, that he found something, so he would be machris, what it is he found. Now, as we're going to see, this is a discussion in the Gemara on Amud Beis. When somebody was machris, what was he machris? I found the lost object? Or did he say, no, I found a shirt, I found a chamor, I found a set? Like, what was the hachrasa? So Ravina said, I think from this whole conversation, it's pretty clear that it was glima machris. I think so, but I think Ravina doesn't machris. As if you're going to tell me that the announcement was more vague, he just said that I found something lost. You should have to give the person an extra day. Meaning, this year that goes home now, and he has to see, is he the one that lost this item? If he knows what the item is, I mean, did anybody lose a suit? Okay, he comes home, he checks his closet, I'm not missing a suit, I know it's not me. But if the announcement is, did anybody lose something? So he doesn't know what he lost. Did he lose a shar, a seh, a simla, a chamar, a fork, a knife? Like, what did I lose? He has to go through his entire house and start seeing. That takes a little bit of time. You would think that would take another day. from the fact that you don't give him that extra day, right? Just to be clear, although we give him an extra day, the extra day was when he gets back to Yerushalayim. He has a day to say that, oh, I'm the one that lost this item and these are my simonim. But he should need an extra day when he gets home to be able to inspect and to see if he lost this. Elo shmamina must be glima machris shmamina. Isn't this a raya glima machris? So this is Ravina talking. Meaning if he doesn't need an extra day, must be he knows what he's looking for. Rav Amar Rava says, no, I feel the same avidas and machris. Maybe avidas and machris. The same tariff. You're right, really we should give him another day. But again, we're not being matrichim yoysa midai. So we said another week, v'zehu. You're right, it should be maybe a little bit more than a week. It should be a week and a day. Really, it should have been 30 days and a day. But the teretz is, rubber holes, we're not being matrichim yoysa midai. Since we're not being matrichim yoysa midai, that's the way we're going to do it. It's Tanur Rabbanan. Regel Rishon, the first yontif that this person announces, this lost item that he found, Omer, he says, Regel Rishon. Meaning, he says this is the first yontif. He makes that clear. Regel sheni oimer, regel sheni. The second yontif, he says regel sheni. Why is he doing this? Because you want the person to be on notice. Meaning, this is the first yontif. Okay, I have a little bit of time. I could be ruhig. This is the second yontif. Oh, now already the shot clock is starting to wind down. Meaning, I have to make a move here because otherwise I may lose my opportunity. Regel shlishi, by the third yontif, oimer stam. He doesn't say regel shlishi, he just says stop. So regel rishon, he said, this is the first yontif I'm making this announcement. Regel sheni is the second yontif I'm making this announcement. By regel shlishi, he just says, this is yontif and I'm making this announcement. Why doesn't he say regel shlishi? It's a pretty obvious question. So the Gemara says, because we're afraid that if he's going to say regel shlishi, people may confuse it, he may confuse it, right? May get mixed up. Sheni shlishi, it sounds a little... If your diction is not perfect, you can get a little confused, and as a result, and you're going to mess this person up. He's going to think it was regel sheni. He thought he had more time. In the meantime, he's not going to claim it. But the Gemara says, sheni nami asyola chlufe berishain. Sheni also, maybe the same thing is going to happen. So the Gemara says, sure, but akasi regel shlishi. At the end of the day, there's a backup. Meaning, if you confuse rishain and sheni, so no problem. At the end of the day, there's still the regel shlishi. If you confuse your sheni and your shlishi, right? So you thought it was sheni, really it was shlishi, then there's no tomorrow. So if there's no tomorrow, you're going to end up losing it. So because of this chashash of asi lechlufe, we're going to be sensitive. But you only had to be sensitive to it, really, with sheni to shlishi, not with rishon to sheni. So really, we'd rather you just tell him what it is. Just be clear. Rishon, it's sheni, shlishi, because of the svari, asi lechlufe, so then we would prefer you say regel sam. Tanu Rabban, Rishon, in the olden days, kol mi shemotz aved, any person that found an aved, hayu machriz aleh shlosh regal, he would announce it for three regal, v'achar regal achrin, shivas yomim, and then another week afterwards, kidei shenyelech shlosh, v'yachzah shlosh, v'yachriz yom echad. Whose shita was this in the Mishnah? It was a shita of Reb Yehuda, right? Reb Meir was chaylik. Reb Meir said, it's until the shechenim of the place that you found it are aware of it. But the braisa is Reb Yehuda. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Sheyibane b'mheir Reb Yameinu. How often do you see that? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, sheyibane b'mheir Reb Yameinu. The Gemara gives a krecht, a tefillah. Hiskinu, sheyiu, machrizim b'bati kneses, b'bati midrashas. But once there was no Beis HaMikdash, so at that point, Chazal were mesaken that instead of making this announcement in Yerushalayim, where do you make it? And instead of making it during the Yomim Tovim, you do it in the Batei Knesis and the Batei Midrashas. Meaning, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Yidin were Oilu Rekel. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Yidin stop being Oilu Rekel. Now, is that true? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Yidin stop being Oilu Rekel? We have a raid bite on that as well. But it's a lot of shailas in the world of Oilu Rekel. Right, with the Yidin Oilu Rekel in the Midbar, that's Ramban Al HaTorah in two places. With the Yidin Oilu Rekel in Eretz Yisrael, in Mishkan Shiloh, before they had a Beis HaMikdash, that's also a tremendous discussion. All these different, from chutz laretz, did you have to be oiler regal? The bottom line is, were they oiler regal? This is a nochia, but were the yidden oiler regal after the korban? From this gemara, it sounds like they weren't. But the bottom line is, mishachar beis hamikdash, so then the takana changed. And the takana was, you should be machriz da aveda and batei kneses and batei midrashos. U'mishnerabu anosim. And once the anosim came, the gemara is going to say who these chevra were, hiskinu, they made a new takana shiu, maidin l'shchenev u'lemiyudah v'dayet. Don't make any announcements anymore. Don't put a pashkevil in. You should stop doing that. Now you start notifying people. Who? The shechinim, the friends, the daya, and that's enough. Don't do anything more. So the Gemara says, Mishrabu Anasim. Who are these Anasim? Meaning, we're familiar with different Anasim throughout Shas. What's this? It sounds like these are bad people that if you're going to make an announcement about an Aveda, So something could happen. Gemara says, yeah, the Amri Avedasal Amalka. These people had a policy that if somebody finds a lost item, it automatically goes to the king. So if you're going to make an announcement, then it's going to be counterproductive. So then you should just do it in a discreet way. Reb Ami says the Gemara, why is that not a problem of Dina de Malchusa? Either way, Reb Ami Ashkach Udya de Dinri. Reb Ami, he found Udya de Dinri. He found like a stack of money. Rashi says, Kli Molei Zohuvim. It wasn't just money. It was gold money. Chaziahu Barnash, the Commerces. And there was a person that was standing next to Reb Ami when he found it. Reb Ami literally just won the lotto. And there's a person watching him, and he sees Reb Ami scared. He was Mirsis, right? Of Yeridea fame. He was scared. Amaleis, and he told him, Zil Shkol and Afshkol, don't worry about it. You can keep it. The La Parsoya Anan. We're not Persians. The Amri who hold Avidas Salamalka. Meaning the Persians hold Avidas Salamalka, but that's not me. I'm not Persian. I don't have this policy. So even though it seems like he was a man of some authority, but he said, if you want to keep it, this is something you're allowed to keep. Tanu Rabban. Evan Toyin Hoisib Yerushalayim. There was an Evan Toyin, quote unquote, in Yerushalayim. Kol Mishav of the Le'aved, any person that lost an Aved, the Niftal Lashon, he would go there. V'chol Mishav Mitzaved, any person that found an Aved, the Niftal Lashon, he would go there. Zeh Oimedu Machris. One person would say, oh, I found this Aved. V'zeh, the other guy was Oimed V'noisin Simonim. He would present the Simonim. V'noitlen, he would take it. In other words, there was a lost and found. And this lost and found, right, in English, lost and found Balaz, what's called the Evan Atoyin. V'zuhi sheshoninu. And this is what the Mishnah is referring to when it says, su'uru'u in nimchas Evan Atoyin. What's the background to that? Chayni Amagel. Right, this is one of the stories where it hadn't rained for a long time, and Chayni Amagel, he drew a circle on the ground, and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not leaving this circle until it rains, and it rained so hard, and they told him, stop raining, and he says, stop raining, go take a look, and go see him, Nimchas Evan Atoyin. If the Evan Atoyin disintegrated, if there's so much rain, and it disintegrated, then we could have this conversation. What was the Evan Atoyin? It's with Olam used to taina. What were they taining? Avedas. Meaning, once upon a time, there was this concept, there was a lost and found. Either way, just one interesting thing, as it relates to today, if somebody finds an Aveda, so what are you supposed to do? So I don't know about today, because the world has changed a little bit. But Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva in Igros Moshe. It was written in Tof Shin Mem. So it was written in 1980. And the question was, if somebody finds an Aveda Bezman Hazeh, what are you supposed to do? So it's not going to be three regalim in Yerushalayim, right? Is it Bati Knesi? Is it Bati Midrashis? We don't have an Evan Atoyin. So what exactly is it? So I'll just read you the first paragraph. Hine, be'inyan nesinas moidoyis la'shavas Aveda. Maspik she'yosin b'mekoymoy siburiyim. It's sufficient if you put it in public areas. Kigoyim be'bati Knesiyos u'be'bati Midrashis u'be'mekoymoyis achirim sh'rabim mitzuyin shah. Kigoyin Eitzel ha-elevators, shalbatim ha-gdoilim. So Rav Moshe lived in New York City. So if you put it by the elevator in these big high-rises, kigoyin shebizman ha-mikdash, just like in the times of the Beis ha-mikdash, ha-yum machriz be-gimol regalim be-Yerushalayim, k'di-isa be-bava mitziyah, dav-chav ches, amid-beis. Af, and says Rav Moshe, even though, if you look at what Chazal in the Mishnah and in the Braises said you're supposed to do, it's not mistabed that every single Yid would have found out about these hachrozes, but at the same time, even though not everybody heard about it, but there is an idea of chavra isle, and you see the Chazal what a matriarch the person. So says Rav Moshe, it's tame l'chacham v'yech gemoy. Learn up the Gemara. It used to be gemol regalim, because that's when the yidden were regal. You'd give them enough time, and then there was an idea of putting it in the bati knesis, about the midrashos. So meaning, that's what you're supposed to do. We don't have an Evan Atoyin, so put it in a public place. He says, you put it by the elevator of the Batim HaGdoilim. And what if you don't live in Batim HaGdoilim? Okay, you put it in the Beis HaKnesses, and if you don't go to Shul Beis HaKnesh. But this is the concept, right? Come up with such an idea, and that's basically how you're going to figure it out. And additionally, Rav Moshe is saying, right, they weren't Matrich Yoyse Midah. He's quoting the Gemara. Rava says, Lo Yatrichu Yoyse Midah. So you see that this is an idea that underpins Eilu Metzias. Really, it should have been 15 and 15, right? You should have given him an extra day. But Rava said, here's the rule. We weren't matrichim yoyse midai. It's not public area, but at the same time, and then he says, ubeitoinim sheyodua shekoyer noisai. What about to put it in the newspapers? Gamshu dover toiv lahachrishav. Even though it's a good thing, meaning if you want to take out an ad in a newspaper, you have to make sure it's worth it. We'll see about that in tomorrow's da. But Remember, this person doesn't have to spend any money. So being that he doesn't have to spend any money, it's going to cost money to take out an ad. V'gam yochel ha-ma'abed litoin, and not just that, the person could always say, ke'afal yodeya ha-midoyis ha-cheiris ho-yodeya mi-motze ha-vidasoy. The bottom line is, he says, it's a nice thing to do, but that would already be begeder, being ma'kriach yoyisim. That's again, what's the rule? You put it in a public area. You don't have to be matriach yoisim idai. You rely on the idea of chavra chavrisli. Again, means of communication have shifted dramatically since 1980. So it could be today. There's some more modern eitzes of how a person would go about something like this. Either way, sok the Mishnah. Amares aveda. What happens if somebody was machris and aved, and somebody comes forward and he says, oh, I know what the aveda was. I know it was a shirt. But it didn't have any simonim. Well, you shouldn't give it to him. The Ramai, and as it relates to a Ramai, someone that we know is a liar, you shouldn't give it to him. The pasuk says, there's a mitzvah to be derish, your brother, and to see if he's a Ramai or is not a Ramai. This is the makar to simanim da'iraisa, and you see clearly that if the person's a rabbi, you don't trust him. So for sure, if you know he's a rabbi, you're not going to give it to him. Rav Yehuda amar avidasa machris, Rav Nachman amar glima machris. So when it comes to being machris and aveda, what exactly is the achrasa? Rav Yehuda used to say, I found an aveda. What? You never said that. The person would have to come forward and say what it was. Rav Nachman says, no, you would say exactly what it is. If you found a glima, you would say a glima. Rav Yehuda amar avidasa machris, Rav Yehuda said avidasa machris, yeah, I'm a glima machris. Because if you're going to say glima machris, we're worried about a Ramai. So what's the Chashash Ramai? So Rashi explains very gishmak. Could be you know your neighbor lost his glima. How do you know? So Rashi says, because you heard him kvetching and complaining. He says, oh yeah, I lost my glima. I'm so disappointed. He was sitting around and schmoozing about this. So you know he lost his glima. You also know his glima. You know it has a simon. He's your neighbor. He wears it every day. So you know exactly what this glima looks like. So you're going to hear, someone's going to say, I found the glima. You have all this information, you're going to run, you're going to end up taking the glima for yourself. Now, if the person's going to say, I found an aveda, so you're not going to know to think that necessarily that this is what happened. Meaning, if the person gives so much, I know we lost the glima, I know you found the glima, boom, 1 + 1 = 2, you're going to be able to put it together. If you keep it vaguer, like this, you're protecting the integrity of simonim a little bit more, and that's what you're supposed to do. Rav Nachman says, glima machris, no, you say glima machris. L'ramay lo chashina, you're not worried about this case. The im came, because if you're worried about this case, ain't lo dava saif. Where's the meaning of lo dava saif? Because even if you say avedasa machris, it could be a problem. You're going to say, I found an aveda, you know your neighbor lost the glima, he was complaining about, you know the simon, you can step forward, you can pull off the same scheme. Good, it's a little less likely, but you could still pull it off. Meaning it's Eilad Avasayf. Anytime it's Eilad Avasayf, Chazal would prefer you do this in the best way. Now, if you can avert a disaster by doing it in an inferior way, Beseder. But if you're not going to necessarily avert the disaster, then you might as well just do it in the preferable way, and this is an example of that. Meaning, if you knew for sure, saying that I found an aved as opposed to a glima would be able to alleviate any concerns of there being a ramai, then we would have done it in that way. But being that Maman of Shachta is going to be an issue, al zen nemar ein lo davar soif, right, see the first Mishnah, Mesachtes Yuma, this is a principle that Chazal used. We'll make a takana if you know it's fixing the problem. But if it's not fixing the problem, and all these fixes make it even a little bit better, but that's called Ein Lo Davar Saif, and in that case, the halach is just announce it in the preferable way. We learned in our Mishnah, what happens if somebody was machris and aveda? Somebody comes forward and he says, I'm the one that lost the aveda. Okay. Bring me a simon. So he didn't have a simon. He said, I know the aveda, but he didn't know the simon. So what's the halacha? Don't give it to him. So the Gemara says, I'm a bishloim avidasa machris. Bishloim, if the achrazo was, I found an aveda. So I understand the Mishnah. I can read the Mishnah. Hakamashmalan. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Avagafta omar glima. Even though he said what the item was, but if he doesn't have a simon, you're not going to give it to him. But if you're going to tell me that the achraza is, I found the glima, so then what does the Mishnah even mean? Meaning, if the announcement was, I found the glima, so what's the Mishnah say? A guy makes an announcement, I found the glima. You walk in, you say, oh, I know what you found. You found the glima. You have a simon? I don't have a simon. You don't give it to him? I mean, that's pretty obvious, right? So what's the chiddush of that? It's a bishloim. If avidasa machris, it's very good. I found an Aveda. Guy walks in, says, I know what it was. It was a Glimud. You have a Simino. Okay, that's a Chiddush. You knew what the Aveda was. But if you're going to tell me that the announcer was Glimud, so then what's going on over here? I'm Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Lo Yulam Glimud Machas. No, Lo Yulam, I'll tell you Glimud Machas. Amar Iyu Glimud. What happened was, the guy walked in and he said, I found a Glimud. Now this Yid comes in, he says, Vamir Yusimonin. He gives a Simon. You don't give it to him unless he gives a Simon. How do you read that? He gives a simon, you don't give it unless he gives a simon. You didn't give a simon mufik. And this is a very important halacha, that the only time you get it with a simon is if you give a simon mufik. It has to be like a real simon, something that's legit. A shvach a simon is not going to be considered a simon. And that's what the Mishnah means. What the Mishnah is saying is that if somebody comes in and he gives a simon mufik, that's when you're going to get it. The bottom line is that from the Mishnah itself, you have no raya whether the hachraz was that I found the lost item or whether the hachraz was what exactly the item was. One last gemara. A ramai, you never return another. Even if he has simonim, you don't give it to him. Says the gemara, Tanu Rabban, Bishayna, used to be kol mishavli aveda. Any person that lost an aveda, would give a simon and he would take. But once there were a lot of Raman, and skinu, they made a takana to you. So before you gave a simon, you had to prove that you're not a ramai. So first you had to prove that you're of good character, and then afterwards, if you have a simon, you would get it. And the Gemara says, "Amaisa shahoya." Kad avuder Rapapa, Rapapa's father, irchas lechamra. He lost the chamar. And it was found. Also, and he came to Rabbi Rafuna. He had a simon. He wanted to prove it's his chamar. Amaleis, Rabbi Rafuna told him, "Zil aisi sadi delav ramayat fatal. Bring Adam that you're not a ramay." He's talking to Rapapa's father. He says, "Prove to me that you're not a ramay, and you're going to get it." Also, aisi sahadi. He brought Adam. Amalahu. So Rabbi Barafuna tells his Adam, Yoditun be the Ramai who? He says, do you know that he's a Ramai? Amaluin? He says, yeah. Amalahu, Ana Rama Ana. So Rapapa turned to his Adam and said, what? I'm a Ramai? Again, what happened? Papa's father lost an item. He had a simon. He came to claim it. Rabbi Barafuna is the Rav that's presiding over this case. He says, Rapapa's father, I understand you have chash of a son. There's no question about it. You have a lot of chash of a enoch. But at the same time, you need to prove that you're not a rabbi. And unless you can prove that you're not a rabbi, I'm not giving you this Avedas. He says, no problem. He brings two Adam. Rabbi Barafuna goes to Adam and says, tell me, Zug, Yoditum be de Ramayu? You know if he's a rabbi? They said, yes. So Rapapa's father said, what? I'm a Ramai. So they told him back, Omrulay, Anan Lav Ramai at Komrina. I mean, the question was a little bit vague, right? It's missing a vowel or something. But he said, you know that he's a Ramai? He said, yeah, right? So he says, no, I didn't understand the question. Meaning, I thought that you were asking me if I know that you're not a Ramai. And that I said yes. Not yes, you're a Ramai. Yes, you're not a Ramai. It was a little ambiguous. I'm a Rabbi, but Rabbi Funa said, Mistabele Maisi Inish Chevasel and Ashe. Meaning, here's the problem. The problem is the Edom can't just change their mind, right? Because once he but the question is, what did they say when they said yes? Were they saying yes, he is a Rami? Yes, he's not a Rami. So Rabbi Rav Huna said, for sure they were saying yes, he's not a Rami. Why? Because who brought the Edom in? Who brought the Edom in? Rapapa's father. And it's misnabber le'maisi in shchevas l'nafshi. A person wouldn't bring Edom to incriminate himself. Must be they were saying yes, as in what Rapapa's father thought they were saying. And it's for that reason the halacha he paskin was, is that Rapapa's father can get back his avedos as it relates to Rit. So we just finished the sugya. It started yesterday, it concluded today, of simanim deiraisa or simanim derabanan. Why had any boy? Simanim deiraisa, simanim derabanan. If simanim deiraisa, it's learned that from the pasuk that says v'hoye imcha adroish ochicha oisai. If somebody comes claiming that an aveda belongs to him, dorsheyu im ramai huay enay ramai, how you dorish him? Bisimanim. The Gemara said it's not muchach that rasha, because it could be the way you dorish him is not with simanim, but rather with eidim. And it's for that reason we had it sad that maybe simanim is the rabbanim. Simanim is the rabbanim, works with hefker, bez, and hefker. Why would the rabbanim make such a takana? Because it actually is in the best interest of the bal aveda for that to be the halacha, because the likelihood is that he's the one that's going to be able to present the aved. But one thing is clear, and that is that it was a little bit unclear, lemaskana, whether simanim deiraisa, simanim derabanan. In fact, the Gemara said, shmamina, simanim deiraisa, shmamina, and then the Gemara said, imtim tzoloim, simanim deiraisa, said the Gemara, didn't you just say, shmamina, simanim deiraisa, shmamina? But the Gemara says, yeah, because it's really not such a shmamina. So what's the bottom line? Is simanim deiraisa, simanim derabanan? So the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeilov Aveda, it's parakut, Gimel Alokhe, he says, ha simanim, ha muvhakim, based on the end of yesterday's daf, end of today's daf, Soimchem Aleihem V'donim Al Piyem B'chol Mokim Din Torah. So Rambam says that Simonim, albeit Simonim Ufakim, is the Raisa, and the Makar is V'hoya Imcha Adroish Achicha Oisai. Stating that there is a Zohar in Parshas Chukas that says a Dover Nifla. So the Zohar Kaddish is going on the following pasuk. It's the mafter of Parshas Chukas. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, al tira oisai, ki biyodcha nasati oisai ves kol amoi ves artsai. Vasisa loy kasher asisa v'sichoy melecha amoyri, asher yoishev b'chesh. So who is this al tira oisai? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't fear him. He's referring to Og Melech HaBashan. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Og Melech HaBashan, and Hashem told Moshe, al tira oisai. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, quote, tochazi, ksiv vayomer Hashem al Moshe, al tira oisai. Train oisai, inun shleiman be'oiraisa betrain vavet. There's two times in the Torah where it says the word oisai, and the word oisai is written male, and it's not written chasa. So usually the word oisai is written aleph, sof, vav. But says the Zohar, there's two places in the Torah where the word oisai is written aleph, vav, sof, vav. Chado, one of them is this pasuk al tira oisai that Hashem tells Moshe regarding Og Melech HaBashan. Vechad, and the other one is adroish achicha oisai in the parasha of Hashavas Aved. My time, what's the reason? Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, begin the inun ois mamish. Because in these two places, the word oisai doesn't just mean him, but the word oisai is miloshin ois. Miloshin oisais v'simonim oisais umoifsim. And the Zohar explains, adroish achicha oisai. What does it mean, adroish achicha oisai? The boy leforsha hahu ois tahu aveda. Adroish achicha oisai means when a person comes and he gives you an ois. He gives you a simon, simonim dairaisa. So the word oisai is miloshin ois. And that's why it says oisai male. Additionally, uf hachodein ois da'ai. And over here in the pasuk of Ayom Hashem el Moshe, al tira oisai, it's referring to the ois of Og Melech HaBashan. What does this mean? This dabak b'avram u'mianche beisahava. Because Og Melech HaBashan was one of the anche beisai of Avram Avinu. He was dovik to Avram Avinu. V'chad iskazer Avram. And when Avram Avinu got bris milo, maksiv, what does the pasuk say? V'chol anche beisai. And then it says, yilid boyis, umiknas kesef, me'ez ben necho nimoy lo'oito. It wasn't just Avram Avinu that did bris milo, but it was Avram Avinu and yilid beisai. It was miknas kaspa. Even the Bnei Necher that were affiliated with him, they all got bris milah. And specifically, when it says v'chol anche beisa, you know it's referring to da oig. This gazerima, it means oig Melech HaBashan who got bris milah together with Avram Avinu. The kabel hay oskadisha, and because of that, he had an ois. What was the ois? It's the ois bris kodesh. Kim in the chama oig, the Yisrael mekarven gabeh. As soon as oig Melech HaBashan saw that the Yidden were coming towards his gvul, on their way into Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said, Havadai ano akdimna schusa dikoim lon. I am going to be okay. And the reason I'm going to be okay is because I have a schus that predates this group of people. I have an oisbris kodesh. I'm the v'chol anche beisnoi of Avram Avinu. V'dosh shavi lekivle. And it's because of this schus that Og Melech HaBashan had the confidence to go and fight against the Yidden. Bei shaita dochel Moshe. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu realized this, he got scared. Heich yochel akre reshima de Roshem Avram. How am I going to be able to be oiker the schus that Og Melech HaBashan has, that he has bris milah from Avram Avinu? Right, just to think about that for a second. Who was Og Melech HaBashan's moil? Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu literally was the one that gave Og Melech HaBashan this ois bris kodesh. And if he gave him this ois bris kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. How am I going to come about this? Omar, he said, Vaday hoyim min edili meis. He said, if I had my yamin, I had my right, I guess the inappropriate or the inaccurate way to pronounce, to translate this would be my right-hand man, right? My yamin is no longer alive. The yamin of Avram of Moshe Rabbeinu was a Aharon HaKohen. The Hayamina Boy Lahai. And that's a problem, because the only way I'm going to be able to overcome Og Melech HaBashan is if I have my Yamin. Now, I don't have my Yamin, because Aharon HaKohen's not alive anymore. Now, Inei Maha Lazar, I have a Lazar Kohen Gadol. It's true, a Lazar is a Yamin, but he's not my Yamin. Yamino de Siharuhu, Velodili. He's the Yamin of my moon. Who is the moon of Moshe? Pnei Moshe kepnei Achamu, pnei Yeshua kepnei Alevana. So he's the Yamin of Yeshua Benon. But the problem is that Og Melech HaBashan's ois comes from the Yamin. And the reason it comes from the Yamin is the Avram Yaminohu. Because Avram Avinu is from the Yamin. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees like Melech HaBash, and he sees he's coming very confidently. And he knew what that confidence was coming from. It was coming from the fact that he had Bris Milah, and he had Bris Milah from Avram Avinu. Now, Avram Avinu was the Yamin, and because of that, it gave him a tremendous, tremendous koyach. And if Moshe Rabbeinu had his Yamin, who was a Aharon HaKohen, he would have been comfortable. This is way above our pay grade. But being that he didn't have his Yamin, because Kfar Mis Aharon, I don't have my Yamin anymore, I have a Lazar. But a Lazar is the Yamin of Yeshua. He's not my Yamin, so therefore he was worried. Incidentally, the Mefarshei HaZoyer, specifically the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kardavero, the Baal Tamei Devaro, see, he says, what does this mean that Moshe Rabbeinu chapped that Oig Melech HaBashan had a koyach because he was coming mitzad the Yamin, as opposed to Moshe, who no longer has the Yamin. So he says, Avram Avinu was called the Yamin because Avram Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. And Chesed is Yamin. Aharon HaKohen was also the Amud HaChesed. But the problem is, he didn't have Aharon HaKohen. Meaning, Aharon HaKohen could have overcame a schus that came from Avram Avinu. The problem is, Aharon HaKohen was kfar mis, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have his yamin. I think this is something that jives very well with something we've spoken about over the years, and that is Avram Avinu, we know, is Namud HaChesed. Va'nefesh asha asa b'charon, va'yita isho. The whole avoid of Avram Avinu was the avoid of Chesed. Aharon HaKohen's avoid was the same avoid. Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyos, u'mekarv l'toyri. We once spoke out from the Sefer Merkeves HaMishnah. The Merkeves HaMishnah, this is from the Megorshei Sfard. It's a pirush that was written on Pirkei Avos, where he says that the midah of Aharon HaKohen on that Mishnah, he was Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom, was mamish midasai shal Avram Avinu. He says, in fact, ein bein Aharon HaKohen l'Avram Avinu elo shmoyne begadim bovad. He says, the only difference between Avram Avinu and Aharon HaKohen was shmoyne begadim. And he says, remez l'davar, Avram is begamatria 248, and Aharon is begamatria 256, and the difference between 256 and 248 is 8. Ein bein Avram Avinu l'Aharon HaKohen elo shmoyne begadim bovad. But the bottom line is to overcome the schus of Avram, dafman Aharon HaKohen. It's coming from the same place. I think that's matim, this Indian a little bit. But the bottom line is, he says, a chobnish. Miyad. So what happened? He was afraid. Why was he afraid? He was afraid because of the ois, bris, kodesh, that Oig Melech HaBashan had from Avram Avinu. It's Amar Kutcha Bricha, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Al tira oisoi, lo yisidcha lahu ostile. Don't be afraid of his ois. Va'afilu li yamino lo yitzterich. You don't need your yamin. Ki biyodcha nasati, I gave him over to you in your hand. Those are the next words in the pasuk, meaning smala dilach yekar le me'alma. Your left hand, your smile is going to be able to overcome his yamin. What do you mean? But he has the ois pris kodesh of Avram Avinu. But the reason is the who pogim reshima delay. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him because he was already pogim his bris. Uman de pogim lahai os. And any person that's pogim the ois pris kodesh is chazilis akram me'alma. That in and of itself is a terrible thing. The kolshkein smol dilach the iu yadach. And certainly your smile is something that would be able to overcome and be able to counteract it. Meaning, it's true. Oig Melech HaBashan had an ois bris kodesh, but he was pogim his ois bris kodesh. Vamevin yoven, and as a result, he no longer had that schos. And because he no longer had that schos, it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al tira oisoi. Oisoi, don't worry about his ois. So zok de zayir HaKadosh. There's two places in the Torah where the word oisoi is written mole. It's not written chaser. One of them is the other one is Adroish Ochicha Oisai. Why in those two places is it Mali Aleph Vav Safav? The reason is because in those two places the word Oisai is Miloshin Ois. Adroish Ochicha Oisai Simonim Deiraisa. Unser Sugya. And Vayom Hashem Al Avram Al Tira Oisai, it's because Moshe was afraid of the Ois Pris Kodesh because he was the Anche Beisai of Avram Avinu. And Hashem told him he was ready poigim his Ois Pris Kodesh, and as a result, this is not something you have to worry about. Ad Kan. There's one problem with desire. It's a very, 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 very big problem. If you open up a Sefer Torah and you look at the pasuk Vayom Hashem al Avram, Vayom Hashem al Moshe al Tira Oisai, and you go to the pasuk al Adroish Achicha Oisai, it doesn't say Oisai Moli. It says Oisai Chaser. Every single time in the Torah that it says the word Oisai, it says Oisai Chaser, not Oisai. It's a beautiful shtickle Torah. It's a Zayir HaKadosh. Oh, but it's not Ois gehalten with unsere Messiah, with unsere Sefer Torah. Because if you open up a Sefer Torah, the two oisois that the Zohar says is oisoi mole, aleph vav sof, is written chaser, it's not written mole. And it's a pliatsu. And you know, this question was asked to? This question was asked to the Radvaz, Rab David ben Zimri. The Radvaz was asked this kasha. The Shoyo asked the Radvaz. He said that he learned the Zohar HaKadosh, and he saw in the Zohar that it says that there's two places that it says Ois Mole, as opposed to all the Oisois that are Chaser. And he opened up a Sefer Torah, and he saw it's really Chaser. So what this Yid started to do was, he started going, and he started being Magia, all the Sefer Torah, and all the places that it says Oisoi Chaser, these two places, he went and he made them into Moles. And he said that he has to do it, and the Olam is giving him a little bit of a hard time, and he sends this Shaila to the Radvaz, and he says, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Bekitzel, like, what are we supposed to stop being Magia the Sifrei Torah? Because our Sifrei Torah is Oisoi Chaser, even in those two places. Oh, but it's a Mefurish Zayar Kaddish. So what exactly are you supposed to do? So I'll just read you a few excerpts from the Radvaz. Says the Radvaz, Tshuva, Temesi ala Magiyim Ho'ela. Says it's a tmiya to me these magiim. V'chi odef luhu medroshoi shal Rashbizal yoisemei gemora arucha Hashebi yodenu. Is the Zohar HaKadosh more? Is it odef than mefurish gemaras? Because you find the same exact inyan in gemaras as well. There's a gemara that says that the word palakshim is written chaser. Ubechal asfarim umale. In the Torah, it's not true. We have palakshim mole. V'chein v'asimein b'roshechem. It's the Gemara darshins is if it's written chasu b'chol asvarim kasam mole vechein vayhi but yom kalois moisha. The Gemara says kalas ksiv. It's not true b'chol asvarim kasam mole v'lomu vayigiu es kolayla lefito usam desavri diyesh lahagia al pi amedrash. If you're supposed to be magia based on a medrash, so why only the Zohar are you being magia based on? There's other chazals also where l'chura this is something that you should go ahead and do. Ela ikrin shal dvarim masha agilecha. Said the Ravas, let me explain to you what's going on over here. Shekol mole. Anytime there's a mali v'chaser, shnetalu by din, which is totally in a halacha, the fish match shnelamdu b'gemara, keep going, karnois, sometimes it's mali, sometimes it's chaser, we're going sukkah, sometimes it's mali, sometimes it's chaser, right? We learn how many defanis do you have to have in a sukkah from the amount of malis and chasers, we keep going, ubein engloi, ayin olav, elu kiyoitzebehem. These types of words, yesh lahagia hasvarim. You're supposed to be magia the svarim. Im nimtzu hepech mimacha kasa b'gemar. If you're going to find in the svarim something that's connected to the gemar. So if you have a gemar, a chazal, where we learned the halacha, and it's based on a mole v'chaser, and you open up a sefer Torah, and the mole v'chaser is inconsistent, then go ahead and be magia. Avol kol mole v'chaser, the loynaf gemino le'inyan dino, el a medrash ba'alma, all it is a medrash ba'alma, loy nagia shum sefer al pi adrosha, you're not going to be magia sefer, v'loy al pi amasoyre, el alzlino baser rupo, the loy adef mikol dini atayre, kalav v'chamur, and domin and achri rabim lahatois. This is what he says, it's nyesh lono lagia asfarim baser roi, v'asfarim b'milsa loy talio l'inyan dino. Sefer chapsa nafkimino l'din, okay, then you have a problem. But if it's not something that chapsa nafkimino l'alocha, then it's different. Incidentally, where else do you find a halach in Hilchas Sefer Torah where you messed up in a Mali v'chasa and matters whether it's an afkimina ladin or not. So this is the Michas Chinuch's teretz to the Shagasari's kasha. Shagasari, Michas Chinuch brings his mitzvah star yak. He asks a kasha that the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed that we're not bekeen in chaseris v'yaseris. In fact, Shagasari, how could you have a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah? You're not going to get it right anyways. Rambam says if you write a pasul sefer Torah, you're not making the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Today, no one knows the chaseris v'yaseris. So by that, see, wanted to be melamed schus on people that don't write sefer Torah. Oh, it's very good. The reason we have to write a sefer Torah is because he can't get it right anyways. Because we're not bekeen in chaseris v'yaseris. Zokt mi chaschinuch, it can't be. Zokt, aye, we're not pekin in chaseris v'yaseris. It's a mefurish gemara. So the gemara that says we're not pekin in chaseris v'yaseris, zokt mi chaschinuch means chaseris v'yaseris where there's no nafkemina ladina. So if there's no nafkemina, like a haroin, is it written moli or chaser? So good, is it a nafkemina lalocha? If a haroin akoyin is moli v'chaser, it's not a. I'm sure in the pneumis, in the sidus hatar, of course a chaps nafkeminas. But in pshutei shal mikra, there's no nafkemina. And there's no nafkemina in medrash and din either. I mean, there's no nafkemina lalocha. So therefore, over there, you don't have to be bucky in it. And that's what Chazal meant when they said they weren't bikini. The chaseris v'yaseis that had nafkeminas la'alocha, of course they were bucking. But either way, the Radvaz said this been a gay of being magia sifrei Torah, al pi medrash, al pi gemara, al pi zohar HaKadosh. So zok the Radvaz, that's what it's going. But zok the Radvaz, I have one problem with this. Ready? Inside. Vim time. Ha teinach al tira oisai, bishloim ad ois av al tira oisai. referring to Oich Melech Habash and David Rosh of Alma. So I understand that if you get that word Oisai wrong, meaning our Sifrei Torah have it chaser, and in Zohar Kodesh that it has to be Mole. Okay. Aval Adroisho Chicha Oisai Nafkeminale in Yendina. Doloi Madrina Nave De Ela Besimonim. Right? This is not a digression, this raid bite. This is Mamish on today's daf. It's Mefurish that you can only return it with Simonim. It's learned out from a Pasik. Zokter Advah. So that's a Nafkeminale Alocha. So we should be Magi at least. Adroisho Chicha Oisai. So he says, Shtei Chuvis Bedava. I have two answers to this. Chodo de'en lismoich ala medrash bozeh kivin to loyhuska b'gemara. This is a big yisai. He says, the gemara, we just learned it's not a mefurish gemara. All it is a medrash. I mean that all it is a medrash, meicha teisi v'oid, ki lafi daiti, ha gemara chaylek esalov. It's more than that. The gemara is chaylek on this. The ilif niya medrash, slimonim dairaisa. Because this medrash, it's mefurish from the way the word ois is written, that slimonim is dairaisa. Vim kein, maikom yiboyul on slimonim Deiraisa derabanan. So what's the whole shail in the Gemara of Simonim Deiraisa Simonim derabanan? Mikramale dibrakosev adroish achicha oisoi at tidroish esimonoi elavadei haGemara loy sfirale dahavi mole ve'ein laharich bazeh lefik shekvar nishal haraj. But then he says the Raj really asked a similar question and he said a similar response. But the bottom line is, Dr. Advaz, it's true adroish achicha oisoi has an afkamina lalacha. Abel amaisa, it's clear to me that the Gemara didn't hold it as so. It's a machlokes Gemara in Zoya and we paskin like the Gemara, and if that's the case, from the whole sugya aruch of simanim deiraisa, simanim derabanan, and if simanim deiraisa, it's based on adrosh achicha oisa, but not adrosh achicha oisa miloshen ois. Dorshneiwim ramai who are love, and the way you're going to be dorishim is alidei simanim. So it's mucha from the Gemara. The Gemara didn't hold it the drosh of desire. After the Gemara didn't hold it the drosh of desire, so the Gemara is mivul fakert. So kumtais this zayir is not ois kalten lalocha. So certainly you're not going to go ahead and be magia. Now there's a drush that comes out from it, but you're not magia sifrei Torah based on drush. Either way, this is what the Radvaz wrote back, and then he just ended with one postscript. He said like this: the afal pisha magia hifchidani, the person that was magia all the sifrei Torah, says the Radvaz, he scared me, he intimidated me. But umro, he said ki echa miachachomim tikin asefer kasher betchilo. He said he went ahead and he was magia all the sifrei. The specific time. And then there was one person that started undoing what he did. And he said, that year that he did this, he became a Saginar. And this person was telling the Radvaz, don't chaper with this. Don't try to be Magia the Sifrei Torah, not like the Zohar HaKadosh, because somebody did it, and this person became a Sagi Inar. Said the Radvaz, even though this person scared me, loy chashashti ledvarav, I didn't listen to what he had to say. V'amarti and I said, loy lechvoydi, v'loy lechvoydei saba ani oysa. Ela kidei shlo yarbu machloikis b'Yisrael. I'm doing this to preserve the sanctity of the Torah. V'loy tasa Torah seinu kishtei Torahs. Because I was worried you're going to have two Sifrei Torahs. This is going to be the one that says Adroy Shachicha Oisnei Mole, and there's going to be the one that says Adroy Shachicha Oisnei Chosen. And Koshkein, certainly us, Sha'anu Bein Umazu, we live between the nations, Sha'omrim, Sha'anu Echlafnu B'Teira, that we already, you know, changed the Torah, and we added things and we subtracted things. If they're going to see that we're a little bit unsure about what the right Nusach is supposed to be in the Sefer Torah, you know what's going to end up happening? See, right, Svalkein, therefore, Halachti Ani Ba'atzmi Lebeis HaMagia. He said, I went to all the Seferim, Umatzasi Shloi. And I found three Sifrei Torah that this Magia was Magia, and I switched them, and I returned the Atara Liyoshna, Ubiyesa Asvarim, because Zarti Olaf Shashuv Loyagi Asvarim, Api Medrish, El Api Roiv Asvarim, Olaf Yisparach Potachti Kihu Yodea Taluma Slave. I had no fear because I knew that a Kodesh Baruch who knows the Taluma Slave. The bottom line is a fascinating Shuvah from the Ravas. If you want to look it up, there's a lot of lies, thousands of Shuvahs from the Radvaz. This is in Chelik Dalit, and it is Kuf Aleph, or if you're going from the beginning, it's Aleph Kuf Ayin Beis, 1172. That's where this tshuva is from the Radvaz. It's literally Dvar Muflam. But just to end, Minyana Diyoyma, and that is so there's two places, says the Zohar HaKadosh, where the word Ois is written Moli, it's not written Chaser. One of them is Adresh Achicha Oisa, that's our Sugi, and the other one is Vayim Hashem Al-Moy Shaltira Oisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan. And the Zohar Kodesh says he was afraid of his Ois Bris Kodesh, because he was the Anche Beisai that the Pasuk says, who received Bris Mila from Avraham Avinu. And he thought that it could be a problem. And he was worried about him. But Hashem told him, you don't have to be worried about him. And the reason is, because although it's true he had an Ois Bris Kodesh, he was Nimol Al Yedei Avraham Avinu. However, at the same time, Hu Pogum Rishima Dile, he was Pogim, his Ois Bris Kodesh. Uman de Pogim Lahai Os is Chazi Lasakim Yalma. He's not something or some person that you'd have to be worried about. And a Chinami. He had that Ois Bris Kodesh, but he lost the Ois Bris Kodesh. And because he lost the Ois Bris Kodesh, he's not somebody you have to worry about. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Megillah Starim on Purim. This is from the Nesivis. We quoted the Pirish of the Nesivis Megillah Starim on Purim. This is not in the same shtickle. This is in Perik Tes. It's on the Pasuk that says, La Yehudim Hoysa Oire V'Simcha V'Sasayim V'Yikar. And we know the Gemara says, La Yehudim Hoysa Oire Zu Toira Simcha Zu Yontif Sasayim Zu Mila V'Yikar Zu Tefillin. So as a reaction of the whole Purim story, the Yidden was Zoicha to Torah, they were Zoicha to Yontif, they got Mila, and they got Tefillin. The question is, what Shaiches? What does one have to do with the other? So Rashi in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, famously says that Haman was Geizer on all these things. And being that there was a Gzeir of Haman, and now the Gzeir went away, so good, now they got back all these mitzvahs, which were in limbo, they were at risk, they were at Sakana, and they got it all back. But Tznez Din Esiva Sadover Nifla. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin Daf Yotes, Avram Avinu yoyshev al pischoy shal Gehenim. Everyone knows this Gemara. Avram Avinu sits at the Pesach of Gehenim, umali Yisrael mi Gehenim. And if a Yid does Averis, and because of the Averis that he does, he deserves to go to Gehenim, Avram Avinu takes those Yidin out. But it's not just all Yidin, it's any Yid that has a Bris Milah. Milvat, with the exception of Misha Bal Anachris, someone that's born Anachris, the Nimshach Arlasnoi, V'loy Mevashkele. Because someone that's born a Nachris, although he had a Bris Milah, he loses his Bris Milah. He's not Gemalot anymore, he's an Oral. And because he loses his Bris Milah, he Hashem, Avram Avinu doesn't schlep out. So we know Avram Avinu sits at Pischa Shal Gehenim. The Medrash brings in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era that Avram Avinu was sitting at the Pesach of his oil, Kechayim Ayoyim. The Kechayim Ayoyim is referring to Gehenim. The Chayim of Gehenim. Avram Avinu sits at the Pesach of Gehenim. And any year that deserves to go to Gehenim, Avram Avinu pulls him out. Because if you have Bris Milah, Avram Avinu is the Mechadish of Bris Milah. And any person that has Bris Milah, if you are Nichnas Lebrisoi Shal Avram Avinu, you have Aftach that Avram Avinu is going to schlep you out. There's one person that doesn't get schlepped out. And who is that? Someone that was Ba on a Nachris. Because someone that's Ba on a Nachris is Nimshach Arlasoi. He's not a Mol anymore. And if he's not a Mol, Avram Avinu doesn't pull him out. So said the Nesivis, the Chazal say, it's a Gemara, it's a Medrash. Then with the Yidin, what by Sudas Shal Achashverosh. So they were born Arayas, they were Zoinis, and they mamishnet all these terrible Averis. And being that they were born Nochriyos, so what emerged then was, is that they lost their Bris Milah. They weren't Gemalot anymore. But then they did Tshuva. It was Hadr Kibluah. And the Tshuva that they did, there was Nocha Tshuva Me'ahava, like we spoke about. But then the Yidden did Tshuva. When the Yidden did Tshuva, what happened? So now all of a sudden, the Zdoinis are not there anymore. Zdoinis Nasi Schuyos. And now the Nimshach or Losne was not Nimshach anymore. They got their Bris Milah back. Zok Dinesivis Sosin Zuan Milah. Every single Yid got Bris Milah right there and then. They all were Gemalot. They were all Nichnas Nacham on the Brisa Shal Avram Avinu. Because no one could be Gemalot. He could be Gemalot. The Moil could be Avram Avinu B'choy De Batzmoy. But if he's Pogam Bois Bris Kodesh, he loses his Milah. That's the bad news. But the good news is, this Nesivis is a Koyach of Tshuva. And if a Yid does Tshuva, he could undo the Pgam that he did. Oid Malach HaBosh never did Tshuva. And that's why Hashem said, Al Tirois, have nothing to worry about. He's a Noyev, he's a Mezana, he's done terrible Averis, and as a result, he's not a person that you need to worry about. But a Yid could do Tshuva. And that door of Shushan, they were Nichshol on the Chet of Arayas. Said in Esivis, when they were Nichshol based on the Gemara and Erev and Yotes, they lost their Ois Bris Kodesh. But then they did Tshuva. When they did Tshuva, so then already they had a Tikkun, and they had a Tikkun Mamish of Zdoinus Nasus Chuyos. And if that's the case, all of a sudden they got their Bris Milah back. They got their Bris Milah back. That was Sosoin. The Yidden got Sosoin. Because all of a sudden, every single Jew is giving Gemalot. Zosin Zu Amilo, they got a new Bris Milah. That's the Oimek of that.